This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. The discussion on the internet today has been hot and heavy on social media, Facebook, Twitter, people commenting on the news that broke this morning as Garrett Ian posted late last night his video, the surreptitious audio recording with a few still frames and some video footage of Edward Snowden's discussion at the Liberty Forum, which happened this weekend. We had the pleasure of broadcasting live from the event. It was a fantastic event. I think everyone that attended that I talked to seemed to really be enjoying themselves. Snowden seemed to enjoy himself. He had a big smile on his face, and I think everything was okay.
Everybody loved your acceptance speech there on the closing night, the dance party. People really liked you until Garrett posted the story.
Yeah, well, they forgot. In that
they
moment,
forgot about you.
They forgot about how I have ruined the movement so many times. And, of course, as if I can ruin the movement, it's really more of a statement about how weak and pathetic the movement is if all it takes is one man with a blog or a microphone to ruin it. But, Garrett, you've also, I imagine, been accused of ruining the movement a time or two because you're willing to actually put your freedom on the line for activism's sake. You're an outside of the system, inside of the system activist. You do a lot of different stuff up here, and you've been doing great work with Robin Hood of Keene and other things. And I'm sure our listeners over the years have become very familiar with you. But for our listeners who don't know you, what do you do for those just tuning in?
Wow, I do all sorts of things, and that made me think that over the span of all the activism I've done, you're right, there's at no point that there hasn't been somebody to level criticism. But it's a sign that you're going against something, you're trying to change something, and it's to be expected. I consider myself an accountability activist. I identify as an anarchist. I believe in human rights. I know the word property rights is getting thrown around a lot. And I think some people put a primacy on property rights over human rights, not recognizing that it is an extension of human rights and not some sort of territorial dictate that on land, like, magic rules automatically exist because somebody is recognized as a person in authority at that time. I think there's a great conversation to be had about, like, what rules you're supposed to obey in what scenarios and at what point something becomes a law. I don't think that the request was made, elevated to the level of a rule. I don't think there was any sort of written indication of that anywhere that I've seen.
Just to clarify for our listeners here, you're referring to the Edward Snowden interview event over the weekend at the Liberty Forum, that there was no sort of notice in any kind of written form. It was not written on the ticket. It was not part of the agreement you had to agree to in order to get the ticket online or offline.
Yep.
Nothing was mentioned. There were no signs posted about no recording, no cameras, no audio recording devices.
But he did get at the very first part of the recording, he's recording Matt Phillips saying, "Everybody, please don't record."
Right. That's all there was, and it was merely a request not to record.
Well, I think it shows a high level of integrity that Garrett chose to keep, like, you know, keep the start of the video as essentially, hey, don't record Matt Phillips saying, hey, don't record this. I think that shows that Garrett is, he's not hiding
that he was asked not to. Yeah,
right. I mean, I think that's a high level of integrity.
And,
I want to applaud him on that.
Nor did he edit the footage or the audio. So this was a straight feed of what exactly happened. And that was part of your intention here, was to get this thing out raw, unedited, so people could hear the original track that, you know, may be cut up later on by Reason.com. Ostensibly, once Edward Snowden's attorney approves the footage, and there are some who are saying that, well, now she won't approve the footage because Garrett put this out.
They don't need to.
Well, yeah, they do, because the official video is going to look better. It's going to sound better. They've got an actual proper audio track in it. So I still hope that the actual video comes out, and I hope that it's the full video. I hope Reason doesn't cut it down to its usual length of 7 or 8 minutes for their YouTube channel.
Or if Reason does cut it down, that the Free State Project is then allowed to post the full thing.
That's true. The rumor is the Free State Project has supposed intellectual property rights over the footage, even though they're allowing Reason to release it on their channel. You know, this leads me to a question here, because I think there's some more internal, I guess, more, I guess, detailed issues that, that can be discussed rather than just the question of, well, should Garrett have hit the record button or not, which is kind of where we hit on the first hour of the show. Was this wiretapping? Given that in New Hampshire there are some pretty restrictive laws about wiretapping, New Hampshire is one of the freest states in the United States, but its wiretapping laws are some of the worst that make it illegal to record conversations to which you are a party without the consent of all of the participants to those conversations. Presumably, you know, I think that's a big question here. Garrett, did you consider that before you put this out there, and what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. This is not wiretapping per definition of the statute, as this was an area where there was absolutely no expectation of privacy. There were multiple people filming.
The words expectation of privacy do not appear in the New Hampshire wiretapping statute.
Yeah, they do. I could point you to it, actually, if you give me a sec.
Please do, because I've read it hundreds of times.
Weren't you just reading it tonight?
Yes, all right, you're right. It doesn't say the line expectation of privacy, but there is a line about an expectation that the interaction is not subject to interception, and that would be essentially an expectation of privacy that somebody else does not already have access to it. When you're in a crowded room, when it's being recorded, when it's being broadcast, that expectation that there is no interception does not exist. So wiretapping does not apply. But
I think you're right about that. So if there's six recordings going on and you add the seventh recording to it, are you somehow responsible for wiretapping the interactions are going on in the room? And I would say that probably from a legal standpoint, the fact that it's getting recorded six times, the seventh recording doesn't really make a difference.
Exactly. And this seems to be a matter of privilege, too. There seems to be this expectation that, oh, well, there's a journalistic outlet that has this privilege to this thing, and they're allowed to be the official journalist, and everyone else can be the crappy handwritten notes journalist. That seems rather arbitrary and ridiculous to me. I'm not interested in controlling other journalists, so I don't really appreciate if it is true that another journalistic outlet was trying to control independent media.
Carlos Miller from PhotographyIsNotACrime.com, of whom I'm a huge fan.
Just one thing, it wasn't just independent media. WMUR was there. They are by no stretch of the imagination independent media, and they did not record the event.
Good for them.
Carlos Miller from PhotographyIsNotACrime.com has weighed in on some of the comments on Facebook. I'm just going to share a couple of them here. Quote, he says wiretapping would not apply in New Hampshire because nobody had an expectation of privacy. If he had the phone in his pocket, it may very well apply in Massachusetts or Illinois, but even that's a stretch. It sounds like he says a lot of unnecessary drama. What basically happened here is that Reason had the exclusive because they were probably a large sponsor of the event. I doubt that Reason paid Snowden because that would be unethical and complicated, but Reason probably sponsored the event and asked for exclusivity, which is what any major network would do in a presidential debate that they sponsor,
Not actually true. Reason didn't sponsor the event, but Free Talk Live did, and Free Talk Live didn't get the exclusive. Isn't that correct?
No one approached us about anything.
What do you mean? The exclusive? No, they did not. But Free Talk Live is a sponsor. So I get what he's saying here is that he's saying that, likely this is the sort of thing that a sponsor would get. And I'll bet you that the Free State Project went to Reason and sort of worked this out. Hopefully they made a deal that would be beneficial to them. But while we're talking about sponsorships and who deserves what, let's point out that Free Talk Live is a sponsor.
I want to make it clear. I don't agree with you, Mark. I don't deserve anything.
I didn't say I deserved anything. Right. I'm just saying that he says that the sponsor,
he's speculating
that the sponsor, that the media organization would sponsor this in order to get exclusivity. There's one media organization that I know that sponsored this, and that's Free Talk Live, who has an ongoing sponsorship of the Free State Project, and, no one offered us the exclusive.
Carlos also comments on another post, quote, it's unrealistic to get a room filled with people in a public gathering, even though it was a private function, and present them Edward Snowden via Skype and tell them not to record. One must assume they are being recorded at all times in public. He says, I don't really care about the politics of it all, the whole property rights thing, because this was an event in a public forum as far as I'm concerned. Does everybody believe, just because you set some arbitrary rule, that everybody is going to just abide by it? This is really about control and an event organizer's inability to control everybody from abiding by their wishes. Garrett Ian is with us from freeconquer.org, freekeen.com. The video, if you haven't seen it yet and you want to take a look, it's right now the top post at freekeen.com, much to the chagrin of many in the Liberty community who have demanded that I, as the blog administrator, take it down, which, of course, I'm not doing because I'm backing Garrett up. He's one of my bloggers, and my bloggers are generally completely unrestricted. It's Free Talk Live.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, but it's not going to work for you if you're trying to talk to Garrett Ian, who we still have on the line. He's the independent journalist from FreeConcord.org and FreeKeen.com, who released online late last night, early this morning, the surreptitiously recorded video, or actually, I guess, audio track with some still frames and a little bit of video on his YouTube channel. Also, it's over there as a top post right now at freekeen.com, which then sparked much controversy today, throughout all the day today, and it has been constant, you know, Facebook flame wars over this. There have been lots of names called, lots of people saying Garrett doesn't respect private property rights, that this was the hotel and the event organizers' rights to control their property, and when they asked, and they just asked, they said, please turn off your cameras, that when they said, please turn off your cameras, at the beginning of the Edward Snowden event, that meant that Garrett had to turn off his camera or else he had to leave the room. I, you know, disagree. I don't think it was explicit enough. I don't think enough notice was put up. But even if they had been explicit, let's go ahead and say, just for the sake of argument, and Garrett is still with us here. Thanks for sticking with us and continuing the discussion, Garrett.
For sure.
Let's say they'd been crystal clear that it was printed on the ticket, that it was printed, you know, there were signs up at the doors, that it was on the program guide, that it was in as many places as they possibly could have put it, in addition to being explicitly said beforehand, if you have an audio or video recording device, you must leave the room now. You're not allowed.
Or turn it off.
Or turn it off. Or, you know, submit to security and show that you've turned it off or whatever. Whatever, some sort of very explicit thing rather than just saying, please turn off your cameras. If it had been explicit, what would you have done, Garrett?
Well, I almost, as I said, I almost had a chance to talk to Carla, but she was too occupied with MUR at the time.
As the president,
and,
the Free State former.
Let's say that I had talked to her and she said, yeah, unfortunately, we're not allowing any recording in there. I mean, you can't really speak about what you may have done in a situation, but I'd like to think that I would have said, well, I'm going to be recording anyway, and I hope that that's not an issue. And I probably would have done just the exact same thing I did, put a device in my pocket and pulled the audio. I thought I believe that that was a historically significant event. I believed it needed to be recorded by as many recordings as possible, and I don't think it's reasonable to just on the spot tell people that they can't record or can't film or whatever other sort of language to restrict acts of documentation, acts of objective journalism. Or well, I mean, people.
A lot of this isn't about the recording, though, right, Garrett? I mean, this is about the release of the recording. This is about the hyping of the release of the recording. So no one's going to be.
No, it's about the recording.
Wait a second. Do you think that there would have been the outcry today if Garrett would have recorded this and kept that recording for a few days to see whether they released it, and then after they released it in, say, 3 or 4 days, then he releases the recording afterward?
Maybe not as much, but I think there would be a lot of butthurt libertarians acting like Garrett doesn't respect private property rights. But Garrett, what do you think?
Well, I'm just wondering why it is that they believe that there are these, that sort of thing can be just a rule that you apply to someone. I mean, I guess maybe I have a different view of technology than other people do, but I see the technology as an extension of the individual. I don't see myself as capable of controlling what other people do with technology in an ostensibly public forum. It was relevant to the public stuff that was all going on. This is not somebody's home. I've heard a lot of people today try and equate this with, oh, you'd record me in my home if I invited you in. You're a bad person. And no, you'll ask anybody whose home I've been into. I don't violate the rules of people's homes. I don't believe I violated any rules here either in the Liberty Forum, which has the word forum in it. The implication is that it is a discussion, a discourse.
Yeah, right. A discussion that can be observed and listened to by others. And this leads, you know, this whole concept that we're discussing right now leads me to, I think, one of the more fundamental questions here. For some libertarians, these are like these hardcore property rights libertarians. They say, Garrett, you violated the property rights. And let's give it to them that that it was explicit, even though it wasn't. Let's say it was explicit, and you went ahead and you did it anyway. They would say, well, you violated these property rights, and you're a bad man, and you need to be banned from future events. Now, certainly, with the idea of property rights, they know knowing what Garrett is likely to do in the future in an event like this now, could certainly decide to not allow him into the room. Would that prevent someone else from doing the same thing? No. But it would certainly stop Garrett from getting in, and they are certainly within their rights to do that. But I think this leads to the question, and I'd love to hear all the panel's responses here, including you, Garrett. Property rights, do they end where your body begins when it comes to gathering the news? And what I mean by that is, yes, you have the right to remove someone from your property. I think all of us would agree with that. If somebody is doing something that's offensive or you don't like or is against the
recording
rules, like recording or whatever, you have the right to remove that person. Until then, however, that person has the right to, I think, record anything that happens to them, whether it's security hustling them out the room or, you know, someone having a debate with him about whether or not he should be able to record. If those photons and those sound waves are hitting your body, in my opinion, it is your right to record them as a, you know, a member of the media, as a free individual, and then it is up to the property owner to figure out what to do about someone who is violating their rules. I don't think that someone can say no recording is allowed on this property. So, for instance, let's look at this for an example. Classic example of wiretapping in New Hampshire that would be legal anywhere else that you talked about, Daryl, at the most recent hearing is like News on Your Side, where they go into some private business, like an auto repair shop, that they've heard from their customers that, well, these guys are scamming.
They're rip-off artists.
They're ripping people off. So they go in with the undercover cameras. They bring in a car they've already had checked out by two auto mechanics, and the auto mechanics say, this car is fine. There's nothing wrong with this car. They bring the car in. They've got undercover cameras, and they find that these guys don't even barely look at the car, and they're like, oh, yeah, you got this wrong and this wrong. The flux capacitor's broken.
Right, and that fits in with the journalistic code of ethics that specifies, I'll read this again, avoid undercover or surreptitious methods of gathering information, except when traditional open methods will not yield information vital to the public.
Right.
And if you were to walk into the, you know, sleazy car repair and say, do you rip off your customers? They would say, no.
No doubt. But my point was going to be,
surreptitious recording is the only way you would get that information.
And that's the same thing. That's the same thing with the Edward Snowden situation. But my point was going to be, if the business puts a sign up on their front door that says, no cameras allowed, no audio recording allowed, then is it wrong for you to go in there and prove that they are scamming people with undercover equipment?
So I would say that the public need argument would sort of come up here, is how much does the public need a news organization to go in and report on this? And I would say that the public need would be relatively high. Whereas in a case like what Garrett's doing here is that it's not the recording that is really at issue here. It's the release of the recording. And that's why people are going after you, Ian, because you're sort of harboring the release of the recording.
Yes, I'm protecting Garrett's post from being removed. I'm not going to remove it.
And so Garrett isn't catching anyone doing anything here.
But he is doing something that the public needs to hear.
Agreed. And they probably will in a couple of days.
Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Then what if his lawyer says no? 855-453.
Then you release the video.
855-4... Well, it's already out. 855-450-3733. We'll get Garrett's thoughts here, and yours are welcome as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. You'll want to call that number if you've got a question relating to the conversation we're having. Normally, Free Talk Live is open phones. Any topic goes. And, you know, if this winds down, we will go back to that. But this is a discussion that's going very, very strong right now, and I want to keep it to this because we have a special guest on the line. Garrett Ian is with us from FreeConcord.org. We're going to bring him back here in a moment, and we will go to your calls coming up.
I've been taking the supplement. It's called Super Beats. I've been taking it every day for weeks now, and I'm really excited about it. Maybe you've heard about some of the advantages of eating beets. Nitric oxide is it's a study that there was some kind of study that won a Nobel Prize back in 1998, and you know, the idea is that nitric oxide increases heart health, lowers blood pressure, that kind of thing. Heart health, you know, I mean, cardiovascular disease, that's not an if, it's a when. If you live long enough, it's going to affect you. And that's just what one of the issues of being human. And you can help your body fight this by simply taking Super Beets. Just mix it with water is what I do. Daryl, you take it too and you mix it into a smoothie?
Into a smoothie, can't even taste it.
Yeah, yeah, so I don't mind the taste of it. It's a little tangy, a little fruity. Doesn't taste like beets at all. But it's great. It really works. They give you these nitric oxide tester strips with it, and you can try it before and then try it maybe an hour after you take it, and you'll see there's a dramatic difference in your the nitric oxide in your system, and that makes a big difference. Also, there's an energy boost with Super Beets. And if you don't feel the results of Super Beets, if you don't see the results with the nitric oxide strips, you don't pay. guaranteed. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get, of course, the tester strips, as I mentioned, and you get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of it comes with free shipping. This is, it's really without risk, folks. Please, give it a try. I truly do believe in Super Beats. I know people have been kind of asking, you really believe that? Yes. Yes, I do. It's great to be able to endorse a product like this that I believe in. 800-951-8940-FTLBeats.com. 800-951-8940-FTLBeats.com.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Garrett Ian is with us from FreeConcord.org, also FreeKeen.com. Still blogging there, even though he's up in Concord. FreeKeen has sort of become the de facto go-to site for bloggers all across New Hampshire to get the word out about what they're up to. And this was a pretty big thing that you did. You recorded video and actually you recorded audio and put it to a still-frame video track mostly of Edward Snowden's speech / discussion with Nick Gillespie that happened at the Liberty Forum over the weekend. This thing got plenty of news coverage all around the globe, and great, you know, exposure for the Free State Project. And it sort of led to a larger discussion of, you know, rights versus rights, property rights. The idea of you being able to set rules and control your property versus your right to record. Can someone decide arbitrarily that you can't record while you're on their property? And I gave an example of, you know, the scummy automotive dealer or auto repair shop that has an undercover news team come into it and record them getting scammed by the auto repair shop. You know, if they put a sign up on the front door that says no cameras allowed, no recording allowed, does that all of a sudden make it wrong for you to go in there and expose their fraud? Garrett, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, I think it raises a very good issue of the idea of, as I said earlier, I don't believe that recording is something that you can necessarily curtail, and I'd like to compare it to something that I know a lot of libertarians or anarchists would stand up for the right of someone to defend themselves. They'd say your self-defense right does not end at a property boundary, in the sense of, let's say you eat at a restaurant, it has a sign that says no firearms. Mm. And you concealed carry. I know plenty of people call themselves libertarians, anarchists, that do that sort of thing.
Yeah, great point, sir.
They won't necessarily be like, oh, I'm violating the property rights of the owners and violating their rules. They may have some sort of tinge of conscience in the back of their mind, but I don't feel like they should have to. I feel like it is rather a ridiculous claim to try to control the either tools that someone may have in their pocket, the cameras that someone may have in their pocket. If you're going to be involved in illicit activity that, for people's safety involved, needs to not be recorded, then you take the necessary precautions. You go into private rooms, but by no means could what was going on at the Edward Snowden event be called a private room.
Right.
It was publicly accessible, and as long as you had the ticket, you were allowed at the door.
Yeah, you
there
were
was
not
no
violating
security, there was no vetting of feds.
Right, you weren't violating a privileged private
right.
conversation, which would have been a completely different story. Daryl, I don't know if you had responded to the question about, I think you might have said something previously, but about the going into a shop. What are your thoughts on Garrett's example of carrying a weapon? And there used to be a place called McHugh's here in Keene, and it was actually run by someone who claimed that he was a libertarian. We had our Social Sundays meeting there for a number of years here, a weekly regular meeting. Place is now closed because he retired and sold it. But there was a sign on the door that did say no weapons. Now, while that did keep some people away, I believe there were others who, if they had a knife in their pocket or a gun that was carried concealed, some of them wouldn't necessarily leave that in the car.
Right. Just I am a living weapon.
The property owner would have the authority to ask people to either leave their property or not come back.
If it was brought to their attention.
Right. So if you walk in, they've got a sign. Panera is a perfect example. They have a no guns policy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some people.
Because I've seen people open carrying in Panera, and that Panera in Keene.
Are you sure it's a no guns policy or a request? Because remember when the Starbucks situation happened, I know it's not Panera, but another example, when the Starbucks thing happened where these two bumbling oafs came in and they were like wielding their weapons in their hands and being ridiculous about it, if I'm recalling correctly, Starbucks made some sort of public statement about, please leave your weapons at home. And again, that's not a rule, that's a request.
Right, and, you know, my understanding, because I don't work at Panera, I don't know how they phrase their policy, but I know that there are some people that refuse to go to Panera
because they heard
that weapons aren't allowed.
I don't believe that's a sign on their window, though. I don't believe there's any signage for that.
I don't know if it's on the window, but
then it's not
if
a rule.
You walk in and the manager asks you to leave,
yes, you should leave.
You could be an a-hole and say, I'm not leaving, I got rights, Second Amendment, blah, blah, blah. Or you could be a decent human being and say, okay, I will leave.
Well, the Second Amendment doesn't grant you the right to carry a gun on somebody else's property.
Right, but there are people that are going to make that argument.
I understand
and say that
the world is full of dumb people, Daryl. I want to point out to anybody who's listening here that none of us on this show believe for one second that the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States means that you have a right to carry a gun onto someone else's private
property.
And
I don't think Garrett would have refused to leave if he was asked to leave, right, Garrett? I mean, if somebody came up to you and said you need to leave, you would have probably asked for your money back and then would have left, right?
That is a very good question. I had no intention of standing my ground recording, etc. I probably would have just gotten up and left recording the entire time, walking backwards. But I have had people, at least two, that suggested that I should have been a boisterous recorder or something, or drawn attention to the recording and sort of made an issue of it instead of just passively recording. But I think that's the
that
I was
would have been
to
counter
do,
to your goal. Your goal was to get the
my
video
goal
of this out
with the event.
Yeah,
right. My goal was to get the information. My goal wasn't to make a scene. So I think a lot of this issue is the focus is on myself and just presenting information, when really the event was Snowden. The news should be Snowden and what the message he delivered. But unfortunately, I think the message is lost in this minutia about intellectual property and property rights that seems very tangential to the fact that a newsworthy historical event happened in Manchester.
Let's go to the phones here and your calls and thoughts. We've got Joe. He's on the line in Alabama. Joe, you're on with Garrett Ian on Free Talk Live.
Yes, the question I have is sort of twofold. When the government was recording us without our knowledge, that's sort of what got him in trouble. But coming back to this, if it's okay for him to record the situation, then I'd hate for it to come back around to where it's okay for the government to start recording us again. But the question I've got is so many times...
Well, they haven't stopped.
Yeah, hold that thought with the question here. We're going to get to your question. Stand by, Joe. You're being drowned out by the tunes there. I want to make sure you're able to be heard by our listeners. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Garrett has been very generous and has given us as much time as we need to get your questions in about this, because I think there are some important issues at play here. And, of course, I've been accused of aggrandizing myself through all this. It's like, how can I not talk about this on Free Talk Live? It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to dial toll-free. Talk to Garrett Ian. He's the blogger who's stirring up all manner of controversy with his recent posting last night of the Edward Snowden audio track, accompanying with a few still photos and a little bit of video that wasn't necessarily synced with said audio. So again, he recorded the audio surreptitiously with an audio recording device in his pants pocket after he was asked to turn off his camera, which he did do. He did turn off the camera when he was asked to turn it off. But some are saying when the Free State Project asked via its new president, Matt Phillips, when he asked people to turn off their cameras, that meant that they had to turn off their cameras and their audio devices. But, you know, legally, I don't think that's necessarily
true. Who cares
true.
About your legal argument? You know what he was saying.
Well, I don't know what he was saying, because what he was saying was actually kind of convoluted. The actual quote was, quote, "Due to prior agreement, we are not doing any filming, so if you're not part of the official FSP video team, please turn off your cameras." Now, there's a couple different ways someone could interpret that particular statement.
Then why don't we ask Garrett how he interpreted it? Because he's the one at question here.
Well, Garrett's on the line with us here, but, you know,
he took the phone, put it in his pocket to hide it.
When someone says, "we..." what does that mean? The statement reminds me of when, and again, you know, Matt Phillips was just talking to the crowd. He didn't have a prepared statement that he read or anything like that. It was just off the cuff. But it reminds me of when cops will come up and say, "So, what are we doing tonight?" And whenever the cops say that, I'm like, "Well, what are you doing, officer? You know, are you conducting an investigation?" And it's like when it was said, "Due to prior agreement, we are not doing any filming," that could be interpreted as saying that the Free State Project is not filming due to prior agreement. But what I think he meant...
Right, it did seem contradictory.
Yeah, what was confusing at best, and then further the remainder of the statement is, "So if you're not part of the official FSP video team, please turn off your cameras." That is a request. There's no doubt about the word "please" comes before a request. If he wanted to be more explicit, he certainly could have been. The Free State Project could have been more explicit about the rules, but of course, as we've already determined, Garrett may have recorded anyway, even if it was part and parcel of a terms of agreement to get into the event. So let's move on here, because we did have Joe on the line in Birmingham, and he was working up to a question, but we ran out of time there for you, Joe. So now go ahead with your thoughts or your question for Garrett.
Thanks for taking my call. My question is, knowing just the people of the Keene area, y'all are known to take cameras and push the border just a little bit in court, different type meetings. And so if I know living in Alabama that y'all pushed the border just a little bit, sure that they knew somebody there was going to go ahead and record. Because how many events have you yourself been put out of and said, hey, we have the right to record? I think you even went to jail one time for something of that nature. And if they knew that that was there, they should have known that, hey, somebody's going to go ahead and push the boundaries.
Garrett.
I agree. It was something that should have been expected given the people that were in the room. I mean, I can think of a handful of other activists that I would think of just off the top of my head that would be like, oh, it's a given. If you're going to see Edward Snowden, you record it. Like, I mean, it just seems like such a common idea to me that it seems absurd not to record it.
Exactly, especially under the situation that it all came around from him getting in trouble for telling about the government recording us, which they're probably still doing.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Almost a guarantee. Hey, Joe, good call, man. Thanks for calling and asking that question. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight.
The irony of leaking the video of a leaker.
Yeah.
You know, whose lawyer doesn't want the video leaked about him leaking.
And I do feel kind of sad for the Free State Project, because if it's true that Snowden requested this, well, at least that was the claim. I wonder if it was actually his attorney who requested it. Was it Snowden who requested this, or was it his attorney ostensibly on his behalf? And this sort of, you know, leads back to a situation that we encountered during the Ross Ulbricht trial, where Ross, who was accused of running the Silk Road, ultimately convicted and sentenced to life in prison for that. At the beginning of the trial, some of our activist friends, including our co-host Derek J. Freeman and James Cleveland, went down to the trial to do some jury outreach out in front of the courthouse. And the judge basically threatened them and said that if you keep this up, I'm going to sequester the jury. We're going to, you know, just keep them in a secret location and truck them into the court every day and make them think that they're under attack from some sort of mob boss or whatever. And so then the word came to the activists that Ross supposedly did not want them there. But, of course, Ross didn't deliver that message. It was his mother who did, and it seemed like it was maybe more on the behalf of the attorney rather than it was on Ross. We didn't know what to think about what to do in that circumstance. So it is nice to be able to get some explicit explanation from someone. And, you know, if Edward Snowden would like to make a statement about why it was, you know, that he wanted these restrictions, I think that might have gone a long way. Garrett, if Edward Snowden, before this event, instead of the Free State Project saying, please turn off your cameras, if Edward Snowden had addressed the crowd and explained why it was, let's say there's some really good reason for it, and I don't know what that could possibly be, but let's say that he could give some kind of really good reason and explained it to you and then said, you know, this is why I don't want anyone recording this conversation, would you have done it anyway?
Probably not. If Edward Snowden had appeared on the screen, the person I was there to record, and said, please don't record this, or, I mean, that would have been a different scenario entirely. But what I feel is that it seems like there's this idea that there should have been all of this authority granted to the people that were just speaking in the room, with this notion that if they speak a vague request, like, therefore you should enthusiastically follow it. And I just don't agree with that. I think it just doesn't make sense to have those sorts of obligations on individuals when you gather them in such a massive way.
Let's go to Mike. He's in Mike's not on the right topic here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. If you are off the topic of Garrett Ian and the recording of Edward Snowden, you're going to have to be patient. We will do our best to get with you here tonight. If you want to call on Skype, sorry, you're out of luck there, because it's not an easy matter to conference one call in with another and then disconnect when we're done. So if you want to contact us and talk to Garrett, then the appropriate number is 855-450-FREE.
I asked about this topic. I was trying to, you know,
which part?
Just generally. Okay. I'm just trying to, you know, delve down here, because for one, Free Keene, which is Ian, that's your blog. Free Keene
is a multi-user blog with about a dozen.
It's your blog.
Bloggers.
You have control over it. Garrett is a blogger on that blog.
There are multiple people with editor and administrative access, but yes, ultimately I control the domain name.
Yep. And you do. Freekeen is not hosting the video. Freekeen is hosting a story about the video that links to the video. And I was trying to sort of figure this all
out. Written by Garrett.
Yep, written by Garrett. I figured this all out today. But ultimately, you have control of taking it down if that's what you want to do, or modifying it to pull off the
Which
tag.
I can't remember ever having done in the
history. You have never done that because you have, you know.
Somebody actually pointed out online that you did remove a letter from Ross Ulbricht at the request of his mother,
Ross Ulbricht.
Yeah.
No, I did that at the request of, well, initially at, okay, you're right. So
Snowden tweeted you right now and said, pull that, get that video down, you do it?
I'd have to think about that. I'm not going to give you a quick answer on that one. But in the case of that, that's a good point, Daryl. In that case, I did it simply because of Lynn Ulbricht's state at that time. Her and her husband contacted me in quite a frustrated phone call, and I reluctantly agreed to first remove a portion of the letter and then ultimately the entire thing. But I did put that letter back online later, and I did finally talk to Ross and confirm that it was at his wishes and not just the wishes of his scared parents about sentencing.
And then wasn't there something, and this would have been probably 4 years ago now, where Brad Jardis, who used to be on the show, had some kind of court order from a judge, and the judge said, you have to post this, and then you removed that after he posted something?
He said that Brad had to remove something from the internet, and Brad did, I think, and then I reposted that.
Okay, I thought there was also something to where the judge said, you also have to post this court order, and then you removed the court order after he posted.
Yeah,
so
that was
it. Technically it was posted and then removed.
Yeah, I wanted to violate the judge's order. The judge was ordering me to do things on my blog, and I basically called the judge out with that.
Who really had no business doing that.
And, by the way, nothing ever happened to me for doing that.
So I was asking today. I was trying to figure out, you know, what's everybody mad about? What's going on here? I didn't really know. I wasn't up on it. And Dennis Goddard, who is part of sort of the, you know, the anti-Ian phalanx, and has been for, frankly, some time, used to be an amplifier on the show, but I wanted to find out what his point was. And what he said, Ian, is that this is about respect. This is a lack of respect for the Free State Project, for its wishes, the wishes of the president, what was sort of stated here. What do you think about that, Ian and Garrett? I mean, do you just lack respect? Is that what your problem is?
Go ahead, Garrett.
I feel like I do not owe any allegiance to the Free State Project. I mean, I say that intending no disrespect to the individual people, but I'm an independent activist. I'm an independent journalist. I'm not here to abide by their wishes. I'm not there to talk to them.
You got drowned out a little bit there. Stand by, Garrett. You're going to continue with us, and we'll bring this topic back up because I think it's a good question, and we'll get Garrett's response and mine as well, because I was also asked to take this post down, you know, supposedly to help the Free State Project or protect them or whatever, and we'll continue. Was that a lack of respect to not do their bidding? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.